While briefing the press after a meeting with Wang Yi, Lavrov said both Russia and China are strongly opposed to North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Citing the recent UN sanctions on North Korea over its nuclear test and missile launch, Lavrov urged North Korea to return to the negotiation table.
We hope that North Korea will arrive at the appropriate conclusions and listen to the demands of the UN Security Council. We hope it will finally return to the negotiating table as a participant of the six-party process.
Wang Yi echoed Lavrov's sentiments, reiterating China's stance in pushing for a denuclearized Korean peninsula.
China and Russia are devoted to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We do not recognize North Korea's nuclear status. Both China and Russia are ready to fully implement the UN Security Council resolution, but at the same time, we will not cease efforts to renew the six-party talks.
The China-chaired six-party talks are aimed at addressing the security concerns on the Korean Peninsula brought on by North Korea's nuclear program. The participants included China, North Korea, South Korea, Japan, Russia, and the U.S. After six rounds of negotiations, North Korea withdrew from the talks in 2009. Wang added that both China and Russia are opposed to a possible deployment of the THAAD missile defense system by the U.S. in South Korea.
We strongly oppose the deployment of the U.S. THAAD missile defense system in South Korea under the pretext of the North Korea nuclear program. We think this would directly damage strategic security interests of Russia and China. As before, we will continue our responsible constructive efforts aimed at North Korea's nuclear disarmament.
On the Syrian issue, Lavrov said both Russia and China have been observing the situation carefully since the recent ceasefire took effect. He said the upcoming peace talks in Geneva between the Syrian government and opposition should include all relevant groups but not extremists. On China-Russia relations, Wang said China's policy of consolidating the partnership between the two nations will not change, regardless of the global and regional situation. Also on Friday, while meeting with Wang Yi, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a planned visit to Beijing later this year.
I plan to visit China this summer and hope we will have good, substantial and friendly talks with Chinese leaders. We have very warm working and personal relations with them.
Wang Yi said the two sides are planning a number of high-level exchanges and joint programs, such as the alignment of China's Belt and Road Economic Initiative and the Russia-led Economic Union Project. Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping have met five times within the past year. For CI, I'm Lo Wen.